Tennessee schools will reconvene for many in early August. As with any year, they will welcome a new class of kindergartners, and with them the hopes and fears of parents sending them away on their own for the first time. But during the summer weeks remaining, there are ways parents can help prepare their kids for those first experiences of attending school. I spoke to Danny Thibas of the University of Tennessee's Early Learning Center for tips to prepare children for their first year. What are some things that parents can do during the summer to help prepare young children for their first school experience?
Yeah, so one of the things that we would recommend is not to overemphasize the transition. So remain calm around this big thing that's going to happen for them in the fall. Lots of people will talk to children about, like, oh, are you excited to start kindergarten? And that can actually ramp up the anxiety for kids. So while we would, you know, never recommend ignoring this big thing that's about to happen, approach it with calm and honesty about what they can expect to start kindergarten. So just remaining calm about the big thing that's going to happen for them.
Are there any particular skills that parents can help the kids develop before they get into the classroom?
Yeah, so more so than academic skills, which are great if you've got them, but more important than academic things are things like helping children, like cultivating their curiosities. A recent study out of the University of Michigan says that oftentimes the willingness and the a child's curiosity is a better predictor of school success than reading, writing, and math skills coming in. So finding things that you can do to really cultivate that curiosity and get kids interested in something, for sure. If they haven't been in school yet, talking about what it's like to walk in a line, or having to wait your turn to talk, or some more of the procedural things that they can expect in school might be good things to practice where it fits in. I wouldn't make a specific time of day to practice those things probably, but those can be really helpful.
Are there risks for young kids during the summer, like in between school sessions? Are there things that parents need to be concerned about or looking out for?
Yeah, so we would say that children are always learning regardless of what setting that they're in. And so some of the things that you can do in the summer to cultivate some of the skills that maybe children developed over the school year that are really authentic are playing together, playing board games and card games, and doing things together as a family that hone some of those skills that they learned, math or reading. Games are a really great way to keep some of those skills alive in the summer. But really, just the break is also really good for children's brains. And so, for sure, relaxing and, you know, just spending time together is really helpful. And reading, always reading, regardless of your child's age, is really important. So even the very youngest children, reading is a brilliant way to keep things developing throughout the summer.
As we get closer to fall, What is, when kids get into school, what are some of the things that parents can do in those first weeks and months that they go to school?
Yeah, so get to know your kid's teacher. That's really important. Building those relationships with the child's school is really important. So a lot of us don't have time to go spend luxurious amounts of time in the classroom. So email can be really helpful. Introduce yourself. Let the teacher know what your child's interests are, what their skills are, what their challenges are. Whatever way that you can build some relationship with the school is good stuff. And then I would also say preparing yourself to be an advocate for your child is really important, especially the very youngest, who either aren't yet like capable of saying, hey, here's some things that I need, or here's what's really hard for me at school. Being able to be their voice is really important. And so parents, oftentimes building those relationships can help when those kind of tricky conversations need to happen, or when you're feeling like, oh, my kid really needs something, but you're feeling nervous about how to go about advocating for them. Having that relationship in place first is often really helpful. So one of the other things that I think could be really helpful is even if you can't get into the school where they'll be going, if you can drive by, take a walk around the building, give the child some context for where they're headed, could be really helpful. And if you know anyone whose child is also going to kindergarten at that school, arranging some time for those children to play together over the summer could be really helpful in giving them a connection to the school that they might not have had before.
Is that the fear of the unknown, and you're kind of helping dispel that a little bit?
Yeah, so that can be really scary for kids, is not knowing, like, you know, especially if they've never been to school, this building can look really big and really scary. And so giving them some context, some positive context for, like, okay, here's where your school is, and see, it's only 5 minutes from our house, or you know, things like, oh, look at this awesome playground they have. Those sorts of things can really help children ease their mind about the things that they haven't experienced yet.
All right, Dani, thank you so much.
Sure. Yeah, thanks for having me.